A ministry is offering a response to the Paris newspaper shootings. Ethiopia's Christians are dealing with land wars, and Buckner International's talking mission trips and what they can do on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world watched in horror last week as Islamic extremists shot and killed 12 people at the Charlie Hebdo newspaper offices in Paris, France. The reason for the attack? The satire magazine had published cartoons depicting Muhammad that Islamists found insulting. Middle East expert and vice president of E3 Partners, Tom Doyle, says the evil one is using terrorism
to frighten us or even produce hatred in us, which both stances are unbiblical when it comes to reaching out. It's causing believers to shy away from Muslims when today we're living in the greatest Muslim harvest of all time.
He says more Muslims than ever before coming to Christ.
We just heard about a city in the Middle East, I can't name it, where someone identified 1,100 Muslims that have come to faith in Christ just recently.
It hasn't stopped E3's work. They're expanding into 10 unreached people groups. They need your help, too. Next, Christians are hoping the terrorist attack in France won't bring a bigger divide between secularism and religion. Missionaries based in France aren't concerned for their own safety, but they're worried outcries against religious extremist attacks might change to protests against any sort of religious belief. The International Mission Board's praying people will look to God instead of turning away from Him. You can learn more by going to our website. This is Mission Network News. How often do you worry about your church building being torn down? Well, in Ethiopia, many Christians are facing this concern every day. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says battle for land between churches and government put meeting places at risk for demolition. Just a few months ago, Haven's Light Church building was destroyed. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says its Muslim-majority populations are pushing for these demolitions. Pray for the congregations who are being forced from their churches. Our next story begins with the idea of work smarter, not harder. That's actually the thrust behind a pilot Bible translation program from Wycliffe Associates. President and CEO Bruce Smith explains.
MAST is an acronym that stands for Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation.
That's the long way of saying they've changed the way Bible translator teams will be working, testing the concept in Asia.
One group would work on Matthew, another group would work on Luke, another group would work on Mark, and so on, so that the progress through the translation happened faster.
The approach had a startling result.
13 translators drafted and checked half of the New Testament in just 2 weeks.
It's shaving close to 25 years off the process of getting God's Word into a new language. Now,
it's another move of God toward getting His Word to every language in the world.
Not a translator? You can still pray, give, and or go. Links at our website. And if you have never gone on a mission trip before, maybe now is the time. Bryn Thompson is the manager of international missions for Buckner International.
I just encourage you to take that step and to go and to obey the call to go and make disciples. It's just one of the most unique opportunities I think I have ever had personally, because it completely puts you out of your comfort zone, but really opens your eyes to the body of believers out there.
This year, Buckner's sending teams to help impoverished communities in Mexico, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, Peru, Ethiopia, and Russia.
Every trip, there's an opportunity to share about Jesus and get to connect with different children and families.
You probably have a lot of questions. We'll try to answer them at missionnews.org. Most importantly, we'll connect you directly with Buckner so you can go.
We would love to get you plugged in any way we possibly can.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.